Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Nigel! Nigel! The gates are on! Don't disturb me while Mummy's watching her show. Chauncey, no! Don't tell Daddy I'm not ready for tea yet. Chauncey, listen to Bobby. Nigel, I'm not ready for tea. I can't wait to hear the gays talk about 90 Day UK.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Death ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
And we're here.
I love it.
If I had a crystal ball that would have told me this was going to happen, I would have said you're wrong. I feel like we won. Well, I want to say Miss America, but
no.
Miss England,
Miss
or whatever.
Trash. This is Trailer Park. This is so sweet.
This
feels
describe sweet. Poodle.
You know what this is?
What?
This is like you were dating this guy who was kind of a shitbag, mm-hmm. but that dicking down you got was so good, and then
couldn't walk for a couple of days.
You were dating a guy who was reliable and was easier and was okay, and it was like a micro penis, and you were just kind of treading water.
Yeah.
That's what this, and then you broke up with that guy, and then you had one night with the big dick guy again. That's what 90 Day UK is like.
It's like
this
you're
is
getting
what
90 down again.
This is like dick down in a way that is familiar,
yes.
That you used to get. Because when you think about 90 Day Fiance season 9,
you mean social media?
Yeah, influencer season. And then we're going to be treated to that micro penis of Happily Ever After season, whatever it
just,
is.
It's just going to be an acorn in a bird's nest.
Yes, or almond in a bird's nest.
Almond in a bird's nest,
yes.
That's what you said.
That's what the next Happily After season. This is what I need to keep going.
This is a big, uncut Dick Riviera penis.
British dick. Yes.
Welcome to Reality Gaze.
Welcome
everybody.
To Reality Gaze, y'all. If you're introduced to us the first time, you're going, this was a bad decision.
You went, I need to listen.
You're like,
with headphones on.
I don't know what's going on.
Crikey, I'm at work.
That's Australian. Saying. They don't say crikey here.
You know, it's going to be hard when I do these British accents because it's going to sound like you're really in England, y'all.
Yeah, you're really good. Yeah.
If you are new,
you have
to
a
us,
terrible accent.
Maybe. It depends on who you ask. Dick Van Dyke thinks
they
it's wonderful.
They told me when I went to London that my accent was pretty good.
They were just being nice because we'll see. People from Acast.
We'll see.
All right, everybody. We are the Reality Gates. If you're new to us, my name is Matt Maher, aka Maddie, and this queen beside me.
I'm Chauncey. No, I'm Jake Anthony.
Jake Anthony,
aka Poodle.
Poodle. We are the Reality Gates. Now, listen, if you're wondering if this is new to us, it's not. We are steeped in the stench of 90 Day Fiancé USA.
The mythology of the show. If you haven't watched it, you probably need to go back and see where this all came from. If you're new to Discovery Plus because you're just looking around Discovery Plus and think, oh, I wonder what else is on. This looks interesting.
It looks... We're like those fat bearded guys at Comic Con that know everything about Dungeons and Dragons.
Or
but
like
it's
the
not
British, the British version, the two fat ladies.
yes.
We're the two fat ladies of we're getting into British cooking though.
Yes.
I miss them. Are they alive?
I don't know. I remember that show though.
They rode around in a motorcycle.
I think it's pretty much
a sidecar
now.
Yeah, they've cashed in all their chips on that.
Yeah,
Paul Hollywood, ooh, he can look at me with those eyes.
Cute. Yeah,
but y'all, one comment from Paul Hollywood would make me piss my pants. He scares the shit out of me. He would tell me I had a soggy bottom, and I would just throw myself down a flight of stairs. That would be it.
Done.
And I would just that be it. I could not never look another person in the eye again. Those big, beautiful eyes.
Big, beautiful
He's
eyes.
Scary as shit, and I think probably treats women like garbage. So I'm not going to say much more about it. The Brits know much more about
it. It's true. Now, this episode, this is the first episode of 90 Day UK. So episode one of season one, it's called In Love, But We've Never Met. Which sounds like Andrew Lloyd Webber song that was thrown out.
In love, but we never met. Do-do-do-do-do. It
From
does.
Sunset Boulevard 2 didn't work out as well.
Sunset Boulevard 2. Sunrise on the boulevard.
So, anyway.
No, he actually, you think he's dead in the pool, but he actually comes out.
He comes back, y'all. Yeah. He's back. He had like a little scuba gear. I don't know. But anyway, we're just going to jump right into this show. Again, if you want to listen to more of us, you can. We do have a lot. We did a meetup with our like 11
our
sissies.
London sissies.
So we know
some came in from Brighton,
yes,
and all over the place.
If you
none from Botley, I don't believe.
No,
which is between Southampton and Portsmouth. But
I should have
looked
on a map. But if you,
I looked them all up. Mostly,
if you are a UK sissy, we have a lot of listeners over there. So if you are a UK sissy and this is new, we ask you, please share. Sharing is caring. Yeah. Tell your other UK sissy or potential sissies about the show. Tell them about us. And for you American sissies, again, it's worth the $5 for fucking Discovery Plus. Between this pig royalty.
Oh my God.
Like
the I will say
Love is Love in Paradise is
Love in
Paradise.
Oh God, Love in Paradise. Oh. There is a show that just got suggested. It's an older show called Arranged, and I watched one episode about arranged marriage.
Ooh.
It was riveting.
And that's on Discovery Plus,
yes,
too? And if you, we don't even talk about
They're not even paying me. You should be.
They should be. And they have a ton of true crime, and y'all are all into that, but we don't cover it.
If you've got some time to spare...
I have to say,
and
yeah.
You need to do something while you're knitting, like Nigel's wife... Y'all, if you're a new listener for us, we have an American person who listens. She
Carl's
listens.
Wives.
Carl's wives, because they might have questions about something we say about gay sex,
pretty,
and they will say usually
obvious questions.
Yeah,
they'll normally say something like, Carl, what do they mean when they say Dutch door? Is that like those doors they have in that that town over by San Luis Obispo?
And then Carl never answers, but
so
Shooter.
She talks to her dog, Shooter. He says, Shooter, go get me that atlas I got in my closet, please.
And remarkably, Shooter, y'all, can
fetch
do all
a
these
lot
things.
Of things.
And Shooter's in one of those carts. Those,
so, yes,
those dog
said,
carts with the legs that don't work.
I don't know what we were talking about. We were talking about something British, And then I looked at you and said something about Nigel's wife, and I made
you
do the look.
Nigel's wife!
And then she was born.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's time for tea, Nigel. Later.
Anyway, if you do get into us, we highly recommend, if you're on Facebook, you can join our private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad.
I remember when Maggie Thatcher was alive.
Okay. All right. I don't think she'd listen to us.
She'd go, ooh. She wouldn't.
Queen puffs. And just turn the dial.
Like she had the most beautiful hair.
Yeah, exactly. Also, we want to say that we feel very nice that the casting people from 90 Day UK actually emailed us. Don't know how they found our email. Probably tells you that
it's a little scary.
Anyone from Discovery can kill you in your sleep, y'all. It's a very big company. But they emailed us and asked,
like a thief in the night.
Yes, they asked if we would share that they are season two has already been greenlit.
Oh, or, wow!
Or if you're a Nigel's wife, greenlit means they're going to make it.
Oh, thank you, Chauncey.
She doesn't know what that
means. I learn things every day.
So yes, so season two is going to be coming.
Yeah,
and so
if you are a British citizen,
go to
and
our,
if you have a 90 Day Fiancé or someone overseas. Apply.
This is your time.
This is your
we
time.
We can make fun of you. Go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast.
We're
or
not
go to
very
our,
nice.
We're not.
Just going to say that now.
Go to our Twitter, Reality Gaze Pod, or you can follow us on our public Reality Gaze account on Facebook. You can't go to the website yet. It got hacked. We're working on it this month in August. It's going to get fixed.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope so. So anyway, apply. I think that's all the announcements we have.
I think so,
we
too.
We can just get into it.
That way we don't have to scare you about taking 10 minutes to do lots of announcements that we don't ever do that.
never have 12 minutes of announcements.
There's never an Oklahoma story that lasts
never.
For, or there's never me talking about Funny Girl on Broadway, which
never.
People loved.
Oh, God.
People, Poodle's Broadway Corner is coming back.
I don't want it. But that's
tens
fine.
Of people
just
told
let me.
Me
know and I'll go get Doritos from the market across the street because I love a Cool Ranch Dorito.
So
for our U.S. sissies, we're not going to talk a lot about the difference of these shows because we want to treat this as its own thing. But you were saying before we started talking, you said one thing that you noticed is kind of how this harkens back to season one of 90 Day.
Yes, or at least earlier seasons where this is about. This is very docudrama, quick moving. We get more interviews with people, less interactions with more in person, more direct to camera.
A lot more happens.
A lot more happens. And I think we're trying to cover a lot more ground in a quicker fashion.
We don't know how many episodes there's going to be. So, you know, 90 Day Fiancé US has 17, 16 episodes.
I did find out, though, that in the UK, they have three episodes, but the first one was only an hour long and the others were less than 50 minutes. So the episode delineations are different.
So it dropped the whole thing already.
Yes.
No,
only three episodes.
Oh, only three episodes so far. Okay.
So, but we are covering, just for clarity, we are covering the one that we're seeing on Discovery Plus in the US.
Oh, okay, yeah, because that's what we get.
Right.
We could get a VPN and do all that. So what episodes would this be then of UK?
I'm not sure.
You know, if you're a sissy in the UK and you have both, can you figure that out for us and just tell us?
And just tell us. Tell us some kind of equivalency.
So then we can announce on every show, you need to watch this. Y'all will also learn. We aren't good at follow through, so y'all have to do stuff for
us
sometimes.
We're not the best at, quote, explaining things.
Explain. So if you know, send us an Instagram message or a Facebook message. We would appreciate it.
We would. Shall we jump in?
Let's go to Brotley.
Already
wrote it wrong.
She says things wrong a lot. Botley is in the South.
Sure. Someone got really upset. Someone already said that they said.
Y'all, they take pride in their town names, so you can't fuck things up.
Someone said that already. Maddie's going to already messed up Bridie, but I got it. I'm getting it right. Bridie.
So we have Sean, who is 41, from Botley, and Christine, who is 42, from, I think it was Antipolo City?
From Philippines. Yes.
I'm calling this right now. This is a crazy couple. Although I really enjoy Sean, I'm really hoping that they don't turn him into a horrible person.
I
Although there's a little weird financial controlling thing that I think he has, just throwing it out there.
I'm liking Sean too. At first I didn't, and I realized, I was like, what is it about Sean? And it's the styling, because when
so it's completely physical.
Yes. When he cuts his hair differently and trims his eyebrows, but Sean has very long eyebrows when they go untrimmed.
Yeah, it is.
And when they go untrimmed,
it looks quite foresty.
Yes, he looks kind of like a fan was blowing on him and it blew his eyebrows up or his hair kind of upward.
Yeah.
And he looks, when the long eyebrows, he looks like the old Incredible Hulk when he's halfway turning between Hulk and man.
Yes. Very Lord of the Rings adjacent with that.
Dwarfish.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like, yes.
Dwarfish.
Yes,
Gimli-esque.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
No.
Did someone say Lord of the Rings?
No, Dildo Swaggins.
This is Dildo Swaggins.
You are not welcome here.
I have been called to give. Yes, he looks like a brethren of Gimli, the dwarves from the mountain.
No.
I won't go into it. We don't have time to do him.
It is. You're right. He needs to.
When he trimmed them up and kind of had them normal, I was like, you look nice. You look nice, Sean.
So, y'all, what you need to know about Sean is he's a cleaning manager in a grocery store. I'm not sure.
Someone's got to do it. That's what he said.
I'm not sure. It sounds like in our country we have the word janitor. I don't know if that's what this is.
Cleaning manager.
Yeah. But maybe it is more. So come at us. We're going to ask a lot of things culturally about certain things.
We are. And if you, we're going to ask sissies, or I'm also going to say, you guys, if y'all listen to other podcasts in the UK that you think would be a fun collab for us, or maybe like
anybody who covers Night at UK, we are totally in for that. Cause y'all,
we're dumb Americans.
I love. I'm an Anglophile. I love anything British.
You do.
Including British boys. When I was in London, y'all.
Woo! You got fucked the first day and he served you tea afterwards. Now, granted.
That is true.
It wasn't a disposable cup so you could get out of the room. But still, you said you thought it was courteous.
He's like, take your tea.
Get out now.
He served me tea and then banged me.
There you go.
Bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash. That's what
that's the call me in that's the university.
There goes bangers and mash.
Hello, boys. See, then first they bang you, then they mash you.
Yeah, they bang you and then they mash. That's true.
We're going to say a lot of horribly offensive things.
Yes.
So if you're new to us.
If you are a very proud Brit and get easily offended,
keep listening. I can't wait to destroy all of your sensibilities. So I want to talk a little bit. Sean's biggest issue is that he is quite lonely.
I'm so lonely.
He walks into his apartment and says, hello, toaster. Hello, kettle.
And he says it as a joke.
But it's not
really. But it's not.
Yeah.
Y'all, the thing with Sean, I think why he kind of can give somebody, turn you off, is it's like when everybody, y'all, and this is what they're doing
now.
He's needy. Every time we're introduced to a new person, we see them standing there smiling. Sean is totally like finger pointing and dancing. He's just trying so hard.
Yep. It's
like,
exhausting.
This guy is just a mountain of I want to be loved.
Yeah. He's so needy. He's just desperate for love. Then you meet his parents and you know why. Because they're withholding.
They're withholding.
Especially that mother.
Yeah. when she hugged him and she was kind of like.
Yeah, she's quite withholding that one.
She was quite bothered.
By English standards, she's probably quite warm.
Very warm. Very warm. Too touchy.
I know.
So they met. He met Christine in 2012 on social media.
They've known each other for 8 years, y'all. That's a long time for Night at Beyonce.
Long time, and he jokes and says things like they're talking and she's being funny with him, and he says like, "Will you love me when I get paid?" And they,
she goes, "Yep, true."
So they joke about that, but yet I will say, it does seem like she genuinely has love for him.
I think we don't know her,
but
I think she is showing us. We actually.
At first, you think it, but the more you find out, you kind of go.
Yeah, I agree with you in the beginning, But the more, did we see footage of her? Did we see actual footage of her in the Philippines like we did with Host in Lebanon? I can't remember. I don't think we did.
We saw her walking with her kids.
That's right.
And we found out that she had more
kids. She has three kids.
So we did see that, yeah.
Okay, so.
But, and like her doing birthday stuff with Christian. And
yeah,
all that stuff.
I guess I feel like I don't really know her. There's a guarded sense with her.
It's not the same of like Host or Alejandro.
No,
you feel
like you know those two guys.
Just like, golly, Alejandro.
Like Sean. We know Sean really well.
We know Sean really
of Sean
well.
And Victoria.
Oh,
y'all,
oh.
Sean, not this Sean. Sorry, we should say Sean or Sean.
Sean.
They're spelled differently.
They
Sean,
are.
The Irish
the
way.
The Irish. We know a lot more about Sean in Japan.
Yeah, tons. Not even what he does for a living. We know more than Victoria.
Wow.
Y'all, in as a British term, Victoria is a nutter.
She's a nutter.
She's a nutter.
Yeah.
With those blunt cut bangs and all.
Oh, yeah.
So Betsy Johnson would go, bitch, stole my look.
So the way they kind of, well done on the editing here for whoever edited this story, because we find out that, you know, she's in the Philippines. And
she's 42.
She's 42.
And I need to say this. From what we have known from our experience with, there's been a lot of Filipino women, obviously, on 90 Day Fiancé.
There has been.
And 42 is old. She's been married
and
before.
And our video editor, Christina, is from the Philippines.
Yes.
So like, and she said, that is very old.
And she has been married before. We find out later, because when I first heard she was 42, and I went, she's never been married?
Yeah,
so I
more comes out more and more.
Y'all, and I'm really worried we're going to find more and more. Little elements will dribble out about Christine.
I think this is a storyline where they're going to totally, not catfish us, but reel us in with a false sense of security and then destroy it, because that's what Matt Sharp does.
Yes.
Who produces these shows.
He sends her £400 a month.
Which
is $1,000.
Sounds like a lot of money, but at the time,
$800.
$500 every month is what it said.
No, that's 400 pounds is almost twice that, or one and a half.
Oh, I guess it was seeing pounds.
So at least 600.
Yeah. So this was before we found out that they have a kid together. So
we didn't know this.
We didn't know this. So I'm going, oh my God, she's taking advantage of him. But then we see, there's a lot. This is a storyline where reveals happen all throughout.
This is,
so.
I need to also say a great quote from Sean's mom. He's my firstborn and my biggest pain. They're very skeptical of him sending money over. And now that I know he has a child with this woman, the fact that they're being this way.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I was surprised.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we don't think now, we the parents probably don't think the child is his. So we're going to get to that.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Yeah. This is, we're all
Sean
over the place.
Sean says the heart wants what the heart wants. And as Poodle, I know, the ass wants what the ass wants. We've been there.
And also, as Mother Poodle would say, my mother, want in one hand and pee in the other and see which one gets full first.
Well, probably the pee if it's Mother Poodle. Now, Sean has been, though, to Philippines a lot, and that's where we find out that they had a baby. He has seen Christian, like, when he was born.
Four times.
Like, 6 months old. Yeah, like, four times. He's a cute-looking baby.
I cannot speak for the fact that if this baby actually looks like him. I haven't seen the baby enough.
You know what? The last kind of video we saw of him when his 3-year-old birthday, he does kind of have like that strong brow.
The Gimli brow.
Yeah, the dwarven brow.
Is dwarven brow known in the history of Hobbiton?
Yes.
I see. Gotcha.
That's what Dildo whispers in my ear.
And he did say,
I'm very excited Lord of the Rings is coming out. Dildo is
going to
be a plethora of information.
So he says, not holding my son for 2 years is killing me. And he said, I'm lonely and I miss my son. The one thing, why Sean makes great TV, you guys, is because he's not afraid to be vulnerable on
at
camera.
All. In fact, he's kind of a raw open wound.
I know.
And that it's so in the other way, it's hard to watch.
Yeah, it's a little cringe.
And bless his heart, it's like everyone around him is sick of him being a raw wound and they just don't want to deal with it anymore, or he just has terrible friends.
Yeah. These two friends, is it Johnny and Daniel?
The mute. Daniel doesn't say anything.
They're quite skeptical, and they also don't think this child is his.
No, Jimmy literally is like, yeah, we just look out for you. We just want Christian and yours. Well, you're not yours, mate. We just look. And it's so, so British. I don't mean it compared to not. This is very different than the U.S. because, y'all, if someone said that this kid wasn't your child in the U.S. version,
someone would throw a drink on you.
Someone would throw a drink. Kimberly would be like, wow.
I do not respect you.
You
anymore.
Just disrespected me. And she would throw a drink on Usman and walk out. And instead, Sean says, that makes me quite angry when you say that.
I'm quite angry with you right now.
And I went, this is so nice.
I will say it is quite true that everyone is very kind.
They use their words.
All of the kind of disapproving, even the disapproving family is like, you know, they might be after you for your money.
Yeah,
but you know, I love you regardless.
Yeah. Oh, like Katie, not Katie.
Bridie's
Bang's
mother.
Bang's mom.
Oh, Victoria.
Victoria's mom.
Poor Victoria's mom.
You see
mom.
Where she got her haircut from?
Oh.
Her mother.
No, Victoria's a fucking nut.
She's
very akin to Ella, who we had on last season with her Asian fetish.
Yeah.
Because I really do believe this. I don't think, besides the fact that he's Asian, I don't think there's a lot that she's into him for.
No,
that's why... She's definitely the messiest person, and she's going to... I already saw a Daily Mail article about their relationship. We're going to talk about them last, I believe. But
Sean calls Christine, and they find out the visas were refused. There was a problem with submitting paperwork. So he's, like, holding it together. Christine is very upset. She's like, your son needs to see you. He gets off the call and he's like, I've got to be strong. And he's, again,
right.
It's very, I just blanked.
He doesn't want to cry on camera for
her. It's riveting, for real, to see him like hold this together for her. And then he cries. And
I need to point out one thing. I'm sure the UK has the happy birthday song, which is, I've gone on record as saying I despise.
You do.
But the way she sung this and the accent, she said, happy birthday, Christian. Happy birthday, Christian. Yeah. Happy birthday, Christian. Happy Christian, Christian. No, no, no.
She wanted to make sure that he knew it was about him.
It's an unaccented syllable. That's why we changed it to happy birthday to you. That's why it can fit anywhere.
I know.
It bothered me. For those of you who listened, you were not shocked and probably thought I would bring this up because it really irritated the shit out
of
me.
Because the word is Christian, not Christian, if you don't understand what he's talking about.
It's just the language we're given. And if we don't have respect for it, who will? That's all I've got to say.
A lot of Brits would agree with you.
Exactly.
I agree. You know what? You're finally on the right show to talk about that. So I give you carte blanche.
Oh, the king's English. We also find out she has, I think, so including Christian, I was a little unsure here.
I think three more children.
She has three.
She got four kids,
more
y'all.
More children.
And guess who's paying for them all?
So I now know where all the monies went.
Yeah, because he's saying,
when the money runs out, he's gone.
He's like, I'm their stepdad.
And he's never really, he's met them a couple times.
Did
you hear what he said? He's like, she's like, you know, she, Maxine needs a computer. And he's like, I love them. They were own kids. And he's like, so I'll buy her whatever she wants. Fine. And then
Christina says, no. She kind of says, wait, no. And he's like, no, no.
She protests like, no, don't do that. Okay.
Y'all.
So. Y'all, the next thing we learn is she's still married, like Britney, who forgot she was married.
We all forgot she was married.
y'all.
The red flags are going nonstop.
When the fan I was married, I went, oh no, Sean. That's where I went, oh, I don't know if she loves you or more is in love with the idea of for her
having someone to take care of her four kids.
Getting her family out of the Philippines. Not yes. At least where she's from, her town.
And I want to clarify.
Because there are,
and I want to clarify. It is very the way that Western people think about marriage is very different than the way they think about marriage in some places like the Philippines. Sometimes it's okay to marry someone you may not love to get the rest of your family out of a situation.
Yes.
Marriage is marriage. It's
one of the most successful couples from 90 Day Fiancé.
David and Annie.
David and Annie. So is she from the Philippines? No.
No, she's in Thailand.
She's from Thailand.
But
it's the same idea that you marry someone to get out.
He was the best thing. What David and Annie said, or Annie said about David, he was kind to me.
Yeah.
And then I learned to love him.
And I kind of feel like that maybe is Christine.
Yeah.
But so the annulment is expensive. And of course, he's going to pay for the annulment.
And guess what? They do get their visas.
Because
they
says, when I get there, you've got to surrender your credit cards to me.
And I don't know if this was a joke or not.
So that's
because she's
deal.
Got a poker face.
She's joking about it a lot. Which means, y'all, if somebody jokes about something a lot,
it's a little bit truthful.
It means there's truth underneath it. Because he said, what's mine is yours and yours. And she's like, well, actually, what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine. And I went,
no,
oh.
What's yours? She said, what's yours is mine and what's mine is mine.
That's what I said.
I think you reversed it.
Well, whatever.
But
when she said that, I went, whoop, whoop.
The other
whoop.
Thing, y'all, and this is going, she's going to melt down. He's in financial crisis. He is in debt out the wazoo.
I did not doubt.
No, I knew.
Y'all, he doesn't make a lot of money.
He's a cleaning manager.
He talked about his finance. He said he has $60 extra a month after sending her money, and yet he's buying laptops and do this. And I went, this guy said quid,
which I think he meant 60 quid a week. Maybe, because that's a very small amount.
He's in fucking credit card debt up to his ass, up to his eyebrows.
And that's why
his dwarven eyebrows.
He really does. He doesn't have a single friend that really wants his best interests.
I don't think he does.
Because the parents don't.
Or they did. And,
or they're done with
him. Remember, this has been going on for a long time.
8 years.
Or they did, and they're just so over it.
They're so
like,
tired.
Hands off.
Yeah, that's possible. Should we take a break now before we go to the next couple? Because I got a lot to say about Katie and Alejandro.
Unless you're on our Patreon, y'all, which by the way, we're a supercast. At the we have different tiers, but the $8 tier is commercial free. So if you're on that tier, we're going to keep going. But for the rest of you listening on the free feed, let's take a break.
Here's a commercial.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward?
Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope.
Keep
It's Katie
Rastrick.
Katie from Yorkshire. And Alejandro.
I wrote Rastrick.
But Yorkshire is. But it's she's from the north.
From the north.
Yeah. Now we get. She's not as northern as Bridie is.
You can tell she's from the north. Because when Alejandro gets there, he's fucking freezing all the time.
I do need to say
she's 26, y'all.
I do need to say that Katie is kind of like a Little Britain character kind of life.
I agree with this. We love that show
her,
very much.
Her big glasses and her kind of smiling, and y'all, when they're in, when her and Alejandro are together, her like leaning in towards the camera.
And she's just so like...
She's so nice.
She's so nice, but she also seems... I understand why she seems like a sketch character, because she's just... I guess the word is... There's an extraness about her.
Yes.
With the glasses, and it's just...
Yeah.
She's putting on a lot. Now, she works as a dialysis nurse.
Nurse, yes.
And she's with Alejandro. How old is Alejandro?
30.
30. So she's 26.
Yes. He's from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Mexico. And he'll be coming over in a month. Now, y'all, something that, and you see it a lot in this couple. So if you're in the U.S. and you're going, huh? These, when we say move quickly, like they move like 2 months happens in one episode.
Right.
So get ready, because this couple, like, this isn't a spoiler alert or anything, but we're waiting for him. He flies here and he flies back all in one episode. Yeah.
That in the U.S. version.
Of U.S.
Yeah. And also, that in the U.S. version would be 4 episodes before he even got there.
Exactly.
That's why this feels much more like season one, where they were coming on the first episode. And I believe season one was season one only?
6 episodes.
6 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably if they sell the first, it's probably a shorter order they got.
I'm sure. Yeah.
But then season two, I bet, will be longer.
So we have, she's living with Grandma Liz, who is the MVP of this season so far.
Can I make some sausage balls? How about some pork growlers?
I can't do it. I'd have to listen more, but she's kind of one of those British people. She doesn't really move her mouth.
She doesn't move her mouth.
She's just kind of all smiling her head on.
Yeah. This is, do you know anything? This is, Yorkshire is near Manchester, as we've, so it is very much, if you know that Lord of the Rings style of talking, that's a lot of times is to imitate people from northern of England.
Yes.
I'm saying that, and probably northern people are going, no, that's incorrect.
Hey, if we say something wrong, come at us.
Come at us.
You can find us at Jake It or Fake It.
But I will say, if we say something wrong, you can correct us. But know that Americans know absolutely nothing about the world besides us.
And if
we do know anything, it is very limited. So
very limited.
We try.
Wrong.
Yes, we are trying to learn everything. I welcome being corrected.
We welcome. Yes, come at us kindly. Well, if you're British, if you're UK, it'll be nice.
You're going to nice. Anyway.
Yeah, it'll be very nice.
I might say, can I just correct you here, please? Just one thing. You were right when you said this, but you might want to say blah blah blah.
That's so sweet.
Everyone's so polite.
Just get to the point.
So she is, Katie has, I forgot, they met online? Was that it?
Yeah, she had a message from him.
Yeah.
I think online.
Yeah. And he's like into fitness and muscles.
And she says, we haven't seen it yet, but she's into Disney movies, because she says,
there ain't no doubt in my mind she loves Disney.
She's like, I want a forever thing. So she says the line, which is the name of the episode, but how can you love someone you've never met?
Right.
Well,
and
find out.
The big thing is, y'all, she said she's been hurt in the past, and that came to, a recent relationship came to an end suddenly.
A long-term recent relationship came to an end.
But she's lost 56 pounds this year.
Good
she's
for
feeling
her.
Better about herself. And I want to clarify, you guys, when you are, remember that what we say about, you know, self-image and being healthy, lose weight for yourself, and which I think she is doing, but
I think she's doing.
Part of it is feeling like she's wanted to do the 100-day challenge to lose weight for him, because she's worried that he won't be attracted to her way she is.
I'm sure.
So this is, it's not as healthy in that way.
But you got to remember, too, when you lose weight like that,
yeah.
and we're starting now to actually see the science behind it,
right?
Is when you lose, it's emotional things are brought up. You're things you buried by it with weight issues, but also things that now you're being perceived differently.
Right.
It's so just if you're losing a bunch of weight, please.
Take the time
go to BetterHelp
and think about your think about your emotions, what's happening emotionally in your body as well. I agree.
Yes, it's fine to have a therapist or someone to talk to.
She lives with Grandma Liz, who can't wait to make things like sausage rolls, cheese, quiche, savory jackets. Like, I have no idea what savory jackets are or pork growlers.
No.
I need to know everything about pork growlers.
I need pictures. I need explanations. But I do love, and this is the same.
Yorkshire.
In the South. Well, you're more from the South. South Carolina. I'm from Oklahoma. But in the South, she just says, and if he talks about my gravy, I'll give him a crick.
Now, the thing about it, she's like,
you don't fuck with people's gravy.
I think she's worried he's going to put hot sauce on everything.
Maybe.
And I think, because that's
like
what
salsa,
I think that's what she said, hot pepper sauce.
What
she's
would your mother do if someone put hot sauce in her gravy?
Oh, I made that for you. What's wrong with it? Doesn't taste good? I made it as, don't get an idiot, it is, you might not want to eat it all.
Everybody here likes it. Is everybody here wrong?
There are some things she would allow hot sauce on. Gravy is not one
gravy
of them.
Gravy is like a big coveted thing.
Yeah, gravy.
And I think it is probably from here.
Yeah.
She so, just says, it, she says it, with a smile, she says, if he doesn't like my food, I'll be cross. And smiles.
And then
very
there was one point, she was like not wanting to curse, and she's like, you're about to say shite. And I was like, I was.
It was so.
She is just lovely, grandmother.
Think about the difference between her and like very different.
Mama, Patrick's mother.
We haven't seen yet. Yes, but I was going to say, this is an old reference, but like we ended up really liking her. But remember how hard Mama Terry came in on me and Omar?
Yeah.
Like just raging, just like angry. Yeah. I will take him out and cut him.
Yeah, this is not her.
Not her.
And so we meet Alejandro. He's meeting his friends.
Lady Gaga, that's that song.
Alejandro, Alejandro.
Thank you.
Or it's a name. It's a Spanish name.
I know, but it's in my head every time we say it.
Oh, I see. I don't know. I didn't get these friends' names.
They didn't listen.
Okay.
They didn't listen at all.
That's weird for 90 Day.
It's very weird. It's different.
One woman who were saying things like, he said, we're in love. I'm going to go there and visit her. And the friend says, what if you don't feel a connection? And I wrote down, this is actually super realistic. You don't feel like the producers are sticking it to the friends to push them.
They're
saying things like, so you haven't told us about this girl. What if there's... And it also feels like they have a general relationship with him.
Yes.
So it doesn't feel pushed.
No.
So he shows the pics, and they are, of course, heavily filtered and emojied out.
Yes.
And the woman's like, yeah, we all do that.
It was like a Rebecca and Ziad filter. That's where she really looked a lot like a little Britain character. Because it was like her eyes were really wide and she was smiling.
And
it was just like her face was so Photoshopped, it just looked flat.
Yeah. He also has not seen a photo of her full body.
Yes.
Which he is a little worried about. And the friends are like, red flag.
Red flag. And they said, do you have a plan B? And he went, nope, I'm hoping for the best. And then, y'all, that would have been one whole episode of USA 90. But then, Katie's going to go pick him up at the airport.
In 10 minutes. He's arriving.
And I was like, what? And they show up, and they hug, and they kiss, and they have this sweet kind of moment.
I cried a little bit.
Oh, Jesus.
I love her. I love her.
She's not crazy.
No.
She's fun, and I think she's very naive.
She's very naive.
But I kind of think he's naive.
He is as well.
So I kind of think if they're in the South, in country music, we say two sparrows in a hurricane. What would they be in Britain? Would they be...
They are...
Two
What are British birds?
Two swallows in a squall? I don't know.
two swallows in a squall.
Maybe. That sounds right.
Is that a Tennyson poem or something like that?
The night of the swallow in a squall.
And the British ones, so they die in the cold at the end.
Yes, yes. So he is, she keeps saying, my very hot Mexican action star or action man.
Action man.
He is built, y'all. You can see him.
He is.
He's cute.
He's cute.
He's not as cute as Host.
Oh.
Holy fuck.
I thought he was cute, and then I saw him kiss her, and I went, I'm into
this. Oh, he fucks good, y'all. Host fucks good.
He fucks good. And yes, we will talk about the penis size of every male
get ready.
Cast member.
I have the gift.
But we Poodle has a gift, but we'll probably do that next episode
we need to ease you into that a little bit more.
That's it. We got to ease you in. Yeah.
Just like how I know Host has a fat dick.
Okay, so 24 hours earlier in Mexico, we get
Dad and Mom,
and it's this
of Alejandro
scene that would just kind of this is just like one of those sad movies that air on Masterpiece Theater on a Saturday night of just a sad family. We would get them on PBS. And I didn't even need to know what was going on.
Silverware clinking, quiet.
And just very, this mother is gutted that he is leaving to go visit. And if you don't know, I don't want to speak for all cultures, but being for like having friends, watching 90 Day Fiancé, living in California.
Very strong family bonds Latinx, with Mexican family.
If there's
Mexicans.
A different word, but.
No, this is, they're Mexican.
Yeah, so Mexican. But even in Latinx.
I
culture,
see.
I know
you,
it's
mean,
different.
You mean
even
Latin
South
American,
America,
all
Latin
that.
Latin America, Mexico. It is a very much a thing that you have.
And you
family,
live with your parents
you
until
your parents,
until you get married.
And then when they're older, your grandparents come to live with you. It's very different than in the U.S. And U.S. is a lot kind of like Britain, where you leave the nest and all of that kind of shit. So this mother literally feels like someone's taking her arm.
Right. They're being pretty shut down about it, too. But he even says, I want to ask Katie to move here. So we can see how that's going to go.
We'll see.
Katie later on says, I want to convince him that England is where he should be. And he basically says, in the same take, genius, it's fucking cold here.
Y'all, when he arrives,
It's November or December, it has to be, because there's a Christmas tree.
Yeah, the editing is playing this, like, beautiful, like, royal sounding. It's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they're touring, she's like, oh, look at this. And then he goes, it's really cold here. Record scratch, and I guffawed.
It's smart, and he says it's also very depressing here because he said,
where's the sunlight?
And y'all, he takes one of those open top bus tours,
in November or December.
Yeah, it's very cold, and
his nose is so red.
Oh my god,
it's like when Poodle and I got caught in that polar bomb in New York. And Chicago.
We're just trudging through the streets.
When we were in New York City in January, I never was warm the whole time.
I know. And
I went to bed cold and woke up cold.
I lost a little bit of my will to live.
If you were not used to it, it is different than
No,
being
I was
hot.
It was awful.
It's just different, y'all.
So anyway, he says she's
of course our England city, they just went through the worst heat wave.
That's true. Sorry,
well,
y'all.
Nobody,
I'm so sorry.
I hope nobody you knew died. I really hope not. I'm sorry if they did.
I don't know what to say about that. I wish that for you, too. Way to bring it down.
Move on.
We need to move on. So he's freezing, and she's talking about moving to the UK, and he's not saying anything. Because y'all, you can tell, this is not a place he's ever wanted to live, and it doesn't jive with who he is. He wants warm weather, I don't want to like play this down, but your environment is a huge thing, And especially if you're coming from someplace that's so different.
We live in California. We've talked about this all the time, how we live in a place where weather doesn't affect our happiness or what we do in our life.
No, it's true.
So does he. Katie, however, is worried about taking her golden retriever to Mexico.
That golden retriever is going to be fine.
That dog's fine. It'll get a haircut.
The other thing is she is, y'all, the next scene, should we just do this?
Oh, this was a beautiful, y'all.
I think it's time for something we do.
It's our first.
It's our first 90 Day UK Theater. Hello, Governor.
Crikey.
That's Australian.
Oh.
That's
terrible.
Not, I know. Crikey's no.
What do they say? Blimey.
Blimey.
That's what I meant.
I don't think people say blimey anymore.
Blimey.
I'm sure Eliza Doolittle's father says it.
Oh,
Alfred
I did hear
Doolittle.
Somebody in Kensington Park say it. He looked 90 years old.
I know.
I almost ran into him because I was looking at the Diana Garden. I wasn't paying attention.
I think you have to be over 90 to say blimey. English sissies, come at us. If anyone says blimey, who's younger than 60?
I asked some of the sissies at our meet and greet at the Queen's Tavern.
Oh, the Queen's Head.
Queen's
Head.
Oh, that was a great pub. We had a ball. Anyway.
And we had two, remember those two guys who came in?
Yeah.
Who just went drinking free and hit on the girls? That was weird. Yeah.
And even though we were in Britain, you Irish goodbye because of the trip.
Irish goodbye if I'm in Anguilla.
You would.
So, Liz is basically talking to
Grandma Liz.
He's with Alejandro, and he's home with her.
Going to work.
And she's like, so I think I'll be Grandma Liz, and you'll be Alejandro. Good luck.
I won't do an accent because that would be offensive.
No. I'm going to do one, and it's going to be offensive.
Okay, that's fine.
So, it's so good to have you here, Alejandro.
Thank you.
Did you know that welding was my first job?
A welding?
Yeah. Well, I was a welder. You were such a good welder. I don't have to like it. It paid my bills.
Could you hand me a blanket? I'm
do
cold.
Is it made of straw or is it stone?
No.
Do you have Adobe huts?
What, you mean like the Three Little Pigs? No, we have
oranges. Stone. Do you grow oranges?
No.
Bananas? Is that only in Africa? I've seen it on the picture shows.
You have a lot of questions, don't you?
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
You know, but do you put your hot sauce on everything, even your sweets?
I'm going to say yes.
Do you want a pork growler?
I still don't know what that is, ma'am.
Neither do I. I've just made them since I was 5.
But I love your gravy.
And scene. I'm still thinking about sausage balls and pork growlers and what they are.
I love this woman.
Me too.
She's a delight.
She's gold.
She's gold. And she just says to him, she's like, I'm a good judge of people. And I've decided you brought happiness to her. And she said,
I loved her.
She's like, I do love the guy. And she said, and she's already putting on the pressure of, you want to come back and live here, don't you?
She basically said, I'd love to have you
live
with me.
And she said that to him. And Katie's, they have this thing, y'all. We call them testimonials, or when they're talking to
the
camera, or in the moments when they're talking to the camera. And so in the moment, Katie's with her grandmother, and Katie said, she's like, yeah, hopefully he comes back. And Liz, her grandmother, just turns to her. She's like, well, I'd like for him to move here, but his pants will feel the same, won't they?
And then she actually said, but I've had my whole life. I've had your whole life with you. So maybe someone else needs to. And it was this moment where just this, to have this moment of selflessness.
If Katie moves away from Liz.
She'll never do it.
We're moving in with her. I'm telling you now.
I feel like Liz is a star.
Oh.
There's what do they have? Is it called BritBox? There's a show that we were watching for a while that has people are screaming. People are screaming at their tellies.
What was it?
It was called something where people watch
they
television.
Started the US version
and they became
the
and it
one.
Became very famous.
They started the US one.
It was like regular people, and now all those people are famous.
Yeah.
People are screaming.
So 90 Day Fiancé has its own thing called Pillow Talk. I bet you they're going
to
do a
they have
probably
to.
For season two, they're going to do a Pillow Talk UK.
Yeah.
They kind of need people to become stars.
Yeah.
But come on, like, she would be great.
Liz would be great.
Yeah, Liz would be great.
Liz
would be great. Liz and Katie. Anybody else from, I don't think.
Sean no. would.
Maybe Victoria.
No. Too crazy.
She's. So maybe the
Bridie guys. Bridie would throw something at the screen.
Okay.
We're going to talk about her next.
Whoa.
We're talking about her in a minute. So at the very end, Alejandro is leaving in a few days. Mm-hmm. And she said, she's talking about taking the dog to a hot country. And he says, Mexico is cheapy. It's quite cheapy. And the nurse, they found out her nurse job only gets like the equivalent of £260 a month there. So it's not a good wage.
Sissies in the UK told me, because we actually talked about medical care in when I was there.
The NHS.
And they actually said that, quote, one sissy said, nurses in London get paid shot. That's what she said.
Interesting.
It's like when you become a doctor is when you make more money. But I still think in comparison to what she still makes there compared to what she makes.
Yeah.
And also she's a dialysis nurse, so that's a specific.
Specified, yeah.
So it would be hard for her to live.
So the last thing, she even turns to him and says, I can't move there.
Were you kind of holding your breath?
Yeah, my chest got tight. And you think, you guys, is this goodbye forever?
I don't know.
I don't know how this show works.
I'm rooting for, like, because we're used to some type of closure. Is there no closure
We're also used to these arcs being a season long, you guys. And this could have been the end of what they're on.
He flies back. Oh, well, we see next episode.
Oh.
She goes to Mexico.
Oh.
You didn't watch that?
No. I think I was.
They showed you at the end of this.
I think I was too tired.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You didn't even see all the shit with Sean. And Bridie's just pissed.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
She's going to be.
Someone has anger issues.
Before we. I have to pee, so we need to pause it.
Y'all, Poodle's going to go to the loo.
I'm going to go to the loo.
He's going to go to the loo. And
we're
going to
talk about
Bridie
and host.
Poodle peed.
We come to Bridie and host, who I think may be the most fiery couple. I think
they're actually both very dramatic.
Yeah.
Meaning that
they have the most chemistry, though, I think.
Oh,
the most animal chemistry.
Fuck well.
I'm into him. I also need to say that when Bridie puts on makeup, she looks like a completely different person.
And when straight uncle does her hair, she looks amazing.
But when she's not wearing makeup, she's got a little bit of, sometimes you'll see a British woman, I call it that kind of fishwife look. It's that kind of flat features.
I'm just going to let you talk about it.
You're going to stay out of it?
Staying out of this one.
Just got a look of the fishwife about her. That's all I'll say. But
I agree, though. She looks very different, and I don't like the way she draws in her lips.
No. But it's interesting.
Pretty, but our lips.
It's like when no makeup. I will say this: the transition between no makeup and full face beat
is a lot.
It's like we could find somewhere in the middle.
It actually ages her.
It does.
I think she thinks she's trying to, because she looks young without it.
She looks very young without
it. She's 31, so I think she wants to look older.
Yeah.
I don't. Y'all, she's got two kids. Good names: Eleanor and Ada.
Mm-hmm.
But 7 and 2.
I approve.
Yes, we approve. And so
we don't hear her mention her ex.
Not at all.
So a lot of times that's a big problem in 90 Day if the ex is around. So that may not be an issue here.
Sign a release for the kids to be in it, though.
That's true.
So.
Or he's dead.
Wow.
Or she murdered him.
Okay. You know what? She might have, as we see how pissed she gets. So she met Host on playing an online computer game.
That is new. I don't know if we've ever...
you've met guys you've dated playing a game online. I don't know if it was a computer game.
There was less shoot 'em up involved.
Well, they shot you up.
They did. They shot my club.
Yeah, they shot
definitely. There were white spots all over the walls.
On the floor, on the walls.
But to the windows, the walls, the sweat runs down those balls.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Skeet, skeet, motherfucker. But I need to say that rarely, there wasn't a lot of military. That's not true. Yeah. So it is actually quite similar.
Quite.
He lives in Lebanon, and... She's like, you know, I'm leaping, I'm doing whatever. And the sister, the families on this, they're like, I'm a little worried, but I'm everyone, they're so polite, because normally Naya Dad, like, she's not gonna marry this guy.
Yeah. No, because they're almost like, they're either, think about if this was Andre or Libby's sisters.
Yep.
From Andre and Libby, or like, she's, Emily's sister, Bangs is nice, but she's also passive aggressive and hates her sister.
Bangs from this season. Yeah.
From the USA. But this is you're right. This is like, they express genuine concern, but they're also not too invested in someone else's life.
And they know that they're going to make their own decisions.
Yeah.
And y'all, the show...
Are British people just used to more bullshit than we are in the U.S.?
I think they're very polite, and I think they're being more polite. They have opinions, but they're a little bit worried about expressing them on camera, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Mm. Maybe they just found some who weren't cuckoo magoo.
Maybe.
I don't know. We're going to get to Victoria.
We are.
So... Y'all, what she does say is he's got a big problem with her jealousy. Put a pin in that, because I think it's going to be a problem.
I think it's
going
to be a problem.
Yeah. And he is going to meet him and his uncle, I believe, Wasim. Am I doing that wrong? Yeah. Wasim, yeah. Or Wissam.
Wissam. That's the uncle. And so...
Who is a hairdresser by trade.
Who is a hairdresser by trade. And so Host talks about, kind of looks like his uncle, actually.
Yeah.
Host talks about how,
y'all, Host is hot. I will say this. He's up there. He might crack the top 7 or top 8 of 90 Day guys. He's up there for me.
You know, he's one of those guys, like, he looks handsome, but then when he smiles...
Yes, and his little weird, like, nervous laugh...
It kind of makes your pink eye twitter a little
yes.
bit.
Yes.
A little...
Yeah, my asshole giggled.
Well, I was trying to be less descriptive.
My asshole.
Yeah.
I'm being nicer.
What are British names for your ass?
Arse.
I know, but, like, you know, we say...
Bottom.
You know, a pink guy, a brown eye.
Don't say fanny, though, because that's your pussy.
Fanny's your pussy?
Yeah.
Oh. Didn't know about... Well, so... They would be offended by Funny Girl. It's all about Fanny Bryce. They wouldn't like that.
I think they get it, that's okay. An American name.
Yeah. Let us know. What are your slangs for a butthole?
I'm sure you'll let us know.
We're going to learn a lot doing this show.
So the uncle, he's 28. Bridie is 31. The uncle and Wissam says, I'm a little worried about all the fighting you do all the time. And the uncle says, I don't like the way she gets jealous with you. And it reminds me, and I wrote, this couple kind of reminds me of Andre and Libby a little bit.
Yeah.
In the way both of them kind of go at one another.
That's why I think I made that. The way they go at another, but they also both are kind of like, especially Bridie has that little bit of like, no one understands me.
Yeah.
And I've done everything on my own, which is very lib.
Yeah.
So Yeah, it's because the way Bridie talked about the uncle first, she acted like the uncle was unreasonable. Did you notice that?
Yeah, but the uncle is so reasonable and lovely.
He's so lovely. He's reasonable. He's like, he's just... But what's not reasonable is...
Chloe's, her friend's makeup.
Oh, okay. Her friend that takes her this. Chloe is fucking Liverpool beat.
Oh, my God.
She beat to the gods. And she also doesn't know where Lebanon is. She thought it was
Jamaica.
Jamaica. It's not.
Well, it's not.
East,
it's not.
It's not.
Yeah, not
but
good.
What I was going to say, what is not reasonable, like host uncle, Poodle, we were just in London Heathrow Airport.
Yeah.
About in May. I don't know. It seemed to me that it worked pretty much like any airport we've been into. But I guess, is there just, it's, does host live in like the Lebanon version of Brigadoon that she has just an hour window to get to this town before he disappears for 100 years?
It does seem strange. This was the only part of Fraudacity that I thought where she could still fly in the next day.
See, I don't think it was Fraudacity. I think she is that fucking dramatic.
Really?
And did you see the way he was he was vibrating with lividness from the inside, being so upset that she missed the flight. And I
will say this.
She'll just get on another flight.
I would be pissed off too, because it would reflect on this isn't important to you.
Yeah, because you know her friend Chloe was like, hey, can we just stop at KFC, get some fries or something, or I get a
Pizza
Pepsi,
Hut, yeah.
Whatever. And so, and Bridie's like, sure.
Get some chips. We're going to get some chips.
Yeah, she wanted a frappo whatever from Starbucks. And
yeah.
Because, y'all, Chloe's a basic bitch.
Yeah, they got there with 10 minutes to spare.
10
or
minutes
something.
To spare. She's like,
and
why
security
didn't this
took
work
a long
out?
Time.
Yeah, why didn't this work out?
I think a lot
we
of things...
We learned that the hard way.
I think a lot of things happened to Bridie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think a lot of
I
things...
I think a lot of things...
She never creates it. A
no.
lot of things happened to her. That's
and y'all,
a good point.
She somehow still missed her second flight.
Because someone could... I was confused. Again, wasn't she in Heathrow?
I think so, yeah.
We were at that airport.
I don't know. I think she was in the Manchester airport.
She said someone had to come get her.
I was confused.
Take her to another gate.
It wasn't worth finding out for me.
I don't think it was that difficult.
So anyway, when the host says the most important flight and she misses it, and the uncle's right there, he goes, ooh.
Ooh.
That was my friend.
He said,
no way. Oh, no.
I can tell you're upset. And host looks
his
like he's
jaw,
on a,
oh my God.
He looks like he's 3 days off of heroin and
yeah.
just fucking jumping out of his skin. His
yeah.
foot is tapping. He's like rubbing his. That's where I'm like, I don't think this is Fraudacity. I think they're, and I wrote, they're just, I think they are addicted to each other's drama.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, I could
which
see
is
that.
Why they fuck good.
Yeah. So the next thing, y'all, I think Wassam says, God is taking care of this for good or for bad. And
cut to 5 hours later, she's on a plane.
She's
and
on
I
a
went,
third flight.
That's just within 5 hours. This wasn't that dramatic.
This would have taken 3 episodes in 90
oh,
days.
She would have been at that airport for like the first quarter of the season.
She would have been crying at a TCBY. Yeah,
yeah, she would have been talking to someone named Ethel from TSA.
And an Annie Ann's pretzel
thing. Oh, an Annie Ann's pretzel.
So, y'all, finally, they hug each other. He burst into tears.
He burst into tears.
And they're kissing.
And then
and
he looks back and he looks at her.
Y'all, this is when I climaxed.
And we kiss and the angels
oh, God.
Sigh.
Yikes. Anyway, he also can't stop kissing her, and he's got this little nervous laugh,
and he kind of like nudges her with his nose, kind of like the way like the tramp gives what's her name
a meatball
lady a meatball.
He's gonna give her a meatball later,
y'all. He fucks so good. He's hot.
That's the first UK chandelier scream. Yeah.
Let me. I should do that with a British accent.
What's good?
Hello, Governor.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So I wrote down, he's got a surprise for her, and he gives her makeup. She's like, that could be interpreted wrongly. And I'm like, only for you.
Calm down. You wear a lot of makeup.
I know.
I thought it was thoughtful. And then he gets her this shitty little bracelet that has her name on it. She's like,
she loves it. Yeah. She's like, I wanted a ring.
Whatever.
Yeah, she's going to be something else this season. I can tell. The next thing, you guys, is...
Again, she leaves and then comes back to... Y'all, so much happens.
Yeah. So,
we should say this. She said even before she left with her sister, she's expecting him to propose.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And she's pumping her uncle for info. Like, does he got a lot of attention from girls?
This is when
we go out?
This is when he's doing her hair.
Yeah. And he's like, well, when he drinks, he does get friendly. And she is pissed.
And he's like, yeah, and he gets attention. Yeah, look at him. He's a good... Uncle isn't helping. He's like, yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
And what's interesting is she says he's kind of annoyed that she's even asking him these questions and talking to his uncle.
Yeah.
And he basically... She says, it's more important that you're being truthful than starting arguments. And he says, you don't understand. We've talked about this a million times. I haven't been cheating on you. So you all, this is something that is being revisited over and over and over again by her.
She probably was cheated on before.
Yeah. And yeah, definitely.
Ada's daddy did an outie.
So it's, you can tell that even talking about this, he's as dramatic as she is, but yes. It exhausts him.
It exhausts him. I also think she seeks attention.
Yeah.
And meaning to, because at the end, like on her last day there, she's furious that they're having a dinner with eight people. And I went, how thoughtful. He wants to have
introduce you
his family
to his
friend. Yeah. And like make you, and she even said, I know he's trying to make me feel part of the family, but this is just not what I want. And I went, no, this is way more inclusive than just making it about...
I agree.
The thing that's weird with these couples that they don't show... Also on 90... This is... Oh, I meant to talk about this earlier. We don't know the timeline on this. So this is called 90 Day UK.
It's a different 90... It's a different... 90 Days is not the UK.
So in the US, y'all, it's... That is the main character is...
You have 90 days to get married.
We'll say like 87 days to wed, 56 days to wed. This time...
It's like 180 days or something.
This is like a multiverse where time has no bearing here.
I agree. This is... And it's interesting.
I have no idea how long she was here.
I don't know either. I think they have to call it... It's kind of a combination of The Other Way and Before the 90 Days.
Yeah.
It's kind of... They took all versions of 90 Day they have, sprinkled in some like Worcestershire sauce, threw in some fish and chips,
and a little chutney.
Yeah, and a little chutney, and
a growler,
and a pork growler,
and a pork growler. I want to know what that is. We're not going to look it up,
pork
so y'all
growler.
Gotta tell us.
Oh, some sausage balls,
And don't be an American saying you know what a growler is.
I want
a UK sissy telling us.
Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, Americans saying you live in... I don't give a
shit. People in Ohio
don't
know shit about UK people. Sit down, you person in Mississippi.
So anyway, she is very late, and she's just calling her kids up there.
She's just...
And
he's sitting in the car.
Losing his mind.
Motherfucking mind. And she's just like... And literally, her kid, her little 2-year-old, is just going, bop, 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 bop. And she's going, bop, 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 bop. It was beautiful.
And
editing.
It just tells you they.
It's Bridie's world and we're all living
it
in
is.
It.
It really is.
It really is.
I worry about this relationship. And he is so pissed.
Crash and burn.
He's like, I want to have lunch with my family. This is it. And she says, this is making me nervous because everyone's talking in Arabic. And that's not true, because the uncle, who's got this really hot young wife or girlfriend,
yeah,
everyone's having a good time. They are speaking a little bit of Arabic, but she, as soon as they do that, she just disengages and looks over and looks bored. And I it's really interesting, because this is, you, if you guys are new to the show, there's such a thing called getting a bad edit. She's getting one.
She's getting a bad edit. And I think what she's getting from it, I also thought about, I see what we see kind of in their last scene, what the other person is getting from the other. Besides good sex, y'all, he is in, we see this, talk about perspective. We see this huge city. They're in, are they in Beirut?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's huge, which is the capital, I think, the largest city of Lebanon. And so they're in the city and there's no power.
Yeah. Financial crisis.
It's in a financial crisis. And so you see Host, again, he is a pretty crier.
They don't have 24/7 electricity.
Y'all, you know how I feel about hot guys when they cry. It gets me. But he's crying and he's talking about how he, what did he say that I thought was so
A lot of people are looking for a lot of way out, a way out. And it'd be better if she said, he said, it would be better for me to be somewhere else than here.
Because he said, basically, he said something like, I can't remember the exact quote, but he said, this country just, it, this country, oh, he said, this country kills your ambition.
Yeah.
And so he, so we see, A, I think he wants to fuck her, but B, she's a way out.
Yeah, it's opportunity.
But you see, for Bridie, I think it's, she wants to be, A, adored, but also she wants to be in control.
I agree with you 100%.
And I think that's what she gets from this.
And he even says, he said, I will be with you no matter where, and you're the most beautiful thing in my life. And he's like, did, when I said I was going to give you a surprise, did you think I was going to give you a ring? And she said, yeah. And he's like, just be patient with me.
And she
went, you know what? I think you'll do it when the time is right.
Again, this does not happen on the U.S. version of 90 Day Fiancé. This would have been a huge fight.
Baby, Kim Bali would have thrown another drink in his face.
Thrown another drink in his face. Baby girl Lisa would have done the same thing.
Disgusting people.
He cries and kisses her again, and my dick moves.
I'm in love.
All right, let's close this out.
Close this out with Victoria.
With the Nuh-uh.
Victoria, who's 33, from Wolverhampton.
And Sean.
Who's maybe quote-unquote 42, question mark?
And from?
From Kyoto, Japan, which we only find out most of the time through.
He's from somewhere in the East at this point.
Now,
who the fuck knows?
She's speaking Japanese, so she's a big Japaniac.
Yes, I didn't
she
look
loves
and see where she's from.
Wolverhampton.
But I don't know where that is.
I can look that up. Okay, while you're doing that, I'll talk. So, you know, she's got those blunt cut bangs, which I need to say, it is possible to make these work. Your whole style of dress, makeup, and everything has to be based on your blunt cut bangs.
Yes. Wolverhampton's a larger city, I think, and it's in the middle. It's a suburb of Birmingham.
Oh, okay. She doesn't speak like a Birmingham.
Birmingham. Oh, wow. Look at these. There's a town called Badger.
No, we are not looking at British towns.
Oh, this is like Oklahoma town.
No.
There's a town called Wombun. Oh, I like that one. Oh, there's one called Nuxnall.
I have to be able to eat tonight.
I don't know.
You have to move on.
This sounds like a town you would live in. It's called High Offley.
We have to move on. I'm sorry. So, y'all, she loves
Featherstone.
She loves Japanese men.
Loves them.
The way they dress.
Yes.
Their magic sense of style. And I'm like, this is another Ella, y'all.
Yeah.
And the only reason it seems like she's like, I came across this very young looking guy. And I realized later it was a very old pic and he's actually 42.
He's a picture
now,
from like 10
that
years ago.
Should have been the end.
That should have been the, because y'all, it is.
He fucking catfished her.
Yo, nothing good comes from secrets and lies.
No.
Nothing.
See, Submit, and Jenny.
What? Yeah, not good.
And, y'all, he's 42. He would not tell her his age.
And here's the deal. Victoria says this a lot about him. She's like, well, he didn't lie. He just didn't tell me everything.
That's a lie.
That's called lying, Victoria. That is in
a lie of omission.
I don't know how the government works in the UK, but in the US, yes, that is omission. That is withholding information is a lie.
And they play Pokemon Go together because of course they do.
You just can't gloss over that. Y'all, because I don't know if Nigel's wife knows what Pokemon Go is.
Nigel? Is that when you play, I've heard of Pokemon. That's when the children's cards. Your Pokemon, are they Jamaican? Pokemon. I think I've seen a movie called Cool Runnings once. They say Mon. Okay, back to my show. Chauncey, I'll give you tea soon.
Chauncey just wants tea, y'all. But so Pokemon Go, because it blew up here
4 years
ago.
Yeah,
it's. I want to say, y'all, I'm a comic book nerd. Poodle's an undercover Star Trek nerd. He won't say that he is.
This is socially unacceptable Pokemon shit.
But people, what you do is you download the app.
I dated a guy who was really into it.
How long did that go for?
Like 4 weeks.
Wow.
He was talking about it. He learned not to talk about it.
He had a big dick.
Yeah.
Okay. And we knew how that one.
He would have never gotten past the first date otherwise.
So you go around. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm asking more than. Then you go. You download the app and you go. It shows a picture of like the. You look through your phone camera.
Yes.
But like you embedded go to places. In life are little Pokemon.
Yes.
So
and
you
catch
literally
them.
Just y'all. We would be in. I would be like walking to my car and I would see people just walking around a park holding their phones up.
Yes.
Looking for Pokemon.
Yes. I think we're also not part of a generation that grew up on Pokemon.
We were not.
We find it ridiculous.
But for people, we're 40. For people about 10 years younger than us.
Yeah, I agree. It's 10
for
years.
For them, it's their G.I. Joe, their He-Man, their Smurfs, their My Little Pony.
A very, very pale imitation of all those, in my opinion. But that's me.
I agree. Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all, so that's what they do to bond.
He is her international, her Asian man of mystery.
Yeah,
because
that's what she said.
He only tells you just enough. She kind of like, he only tells me just enough.
She giggles with everything.
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
Like, y'all, this person's dangerous.
He is dangerous.
It's not funny.
No.
When he doesn't tell you about his life. He's messing with you.
Yes. He's literally just fucking with your life. And it hasn't come out yet, but I bet she's giving him money.
Oh, almost certainly.
Because she's 33, so she's old.
Also, she doesn't know what he does.
Oh, no. She goes to dinner with her friend Rosie, and you can tell that Rosie is like,
this friend is checked out, too.
She is so
Rosie is checked out of all Victoria's shit.
Of course they go to have Japanese food, and Rosie's like, why are you giggling? She's like, well, I met someone. His name's Sean, and he's Japanese.
He's going to come here, and we're going to live together. And Rosie's like, what else is
what
new?
Else? And she's like, what do you do for a living? She's like, not sure, but he's got a lot of credit cards. And then we find out, Victoria says, I found out he used to be married. He told me the divorce was, and Rosie says, so is he divorced? And she said, well, he didn't lie to me, but he told me the divorce is finalized in Japan.
In Japan, just not anywhere else.
But I know his ex-wife is from another country. Y'all, someone's married in Amsterdam.
This is everyone knows this.
He's a con.
Yeah, this has been the story that a lot of British media has picked up on.
He is a con. He's fucking conning her.
Yeah, he's conning her. Or he's just fucking around with her as a diversion because he's this kind of dilettante-ish, just enjoys messing with people in a way. There are people like that.
Are they perfect for one another? Because if she's fetishizing him, does that, and agreeing to this, can we feel sorry for her for getting fucked over?
Because
she literally says, He doesn't tell me everything. She's admitting that she doesn't know it all.
It's going to be, for us, this is going to be hard to watch because it's going to be ridiculous to see how many hoops she's going to jump through.
When we meet Sean, he says he lives in Kyoto, beautiful city.
Also, the friend asks, does he have a criminal record? She goes, oh, I don't know. I don't think to check.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah.
He's Kyoto. And Sean says, they ask, what's your age? She's like, I'm 17. He's like, but it's good to be young.
But not really. Yeah, it's good to be younger. I look younger.
Always better.
Sean told Victoria, I love you, after 5 days of meeting her online.
Red flag.
That's where he says, I'm her Japanese man of mystery.
That's why this is a game for him.
It's a game. And Victoria, she says, it's not fun for me. She's like, it's actually irritating. There's no mystery. And Sean says, well, it's just Japanese people are less talkative than British people. And then Victoria says, well, I also found out his real name isn't Sean.
I think that is actually common, for people who have hard
stage name, because he has a YouTube channel of just where sawing wood.
Yeah.
Because he's practicing sawing your body, Victoria.
And he says, I have no idea how I make money. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's an absolute lie.
Y'all, anybody who makes money knows how they make money. They just don't want to tell you.
And it's crazy for him to go on television and obviously lie and act like he's a fucking Bond villain or something.
Oh, yeah. And he says it in, they're trying to ask more questions about money. He said, it's safe to skip this part, don't you think?
Oh, just, y'all, wow, he is, what a creep.
He is. Like,
yeah, he's gross.
Bad news.
I think that's the show.
All right,
that was four couples. We had a lot to talk about.
We don't know if it's going to be an hour and a half next. We never know what we're going to get. So, again, UK sissies, let us know what you're seeing across the pond.
Yeah, because we have one episode now, and that's going to drop every Sunday. Yeah. And this first one was an hour and 25 minutes.
Yes, and we'll try to put this episode out. I think we'll be able to put this out every Tuesday night.
Okay.
Is when we're planning on dropping this, I think, right?
Either, I think it was Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, yeah. Actually, yeah.
Wednesday morning or night.
Yeah, we'll try to drop it, at least U.S. time every Wednesday, so like Wednesday night for people in the U.K.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, because we've got to cover the behemoth that is regular 90 Day Fiancé over here that airs on Sunday. That's
giving us the cash, not the pounds.
Yeah. If we can try to get it to earlier, we will. All right, everybody. I guess we
should do the same sign off?
I guess we sign off the way we normally sign off. Go to Reality Gaze Podcast or Instagram.
Yeah.
That's where you can get our Linktree link. If you want to sign up, we'll post a picture there. If you want to sign up for casting and we'll tag 90 Day UK, go do that. And you know, we call these people lonely hearts, Governor. Because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you've got a bang-up recipe for pork growlers, ring us.
Ring us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula.
Learn more at ByHeart.com.